We're learning Mesechus Brachas, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah, Yud Amud Beis. Doctor, the Mishnah is going to continue talking about Kriya Shema Shal Shachris and Kriya Shema Shal Avris. Veshami Oimrim, Be'erev called them Yatev Yikra. Veshami learns the words B'Shachbacha U'Kumecha literally, and he says, you should say Shema while you're lying down and while you're standing up. So he says, in the evening, call Adam Yatev Yikra. He should lie down, turn to the side, and say Shema. Stand up. When you lie down, you stand up. Everyone can lay Shema any way he wants. What's the raya? It says you can say Shema while you're walking. While you're walking, you can't lie down, you can't stand up. You're walking. So what does the lashon v'shachbucha v'kumecha mean? It just means the time. You should say it when people go to sleep and when people wake up. I was one time on the way, and he had to say Shema of Arvis, and so he lay down and turned to the side. Of course, of that, he got into a sakana. There was a mice there. He almost got killed. So they told him, you deserved it, because you over on Divrei Beis Hillel. And in the Gemara, it's Mirvoyer, and Taisvist there also, what do you mean, how is he over in Divrei Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel is Bechlav Asayim Manah. Beis Hillel holds, you also can lie down and do it. So Terry says, because look there, Rabbi Tarfon was trying to do it, but Dafka, people will think Pasuk Beis Hillel. And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that is, look at you trying to machmel like Bashameh. What's wrong with that? Because then sometimes people will stop saying Shema, because they'll be going somewhere and they can't lie down. They're somewhere where they can't lie down. They're not going to say Shema because they can't lie down. So that's why it's doing like Beis Shammai is worse than, it's not just B'chlam HaSayimon, it's not a good thing to do like Beis Shammai. And Reb Tarfon did this and we got into Sakana. So the Gemara now is going to explain the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel from the Pesukim. Bishlam Beis Hillel come Farshi Tamayu V'tayim V'de Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel explains their point. First of all, they show from Velechet Chavadarech that you could say Shema in any oifen. And number two, he took care of B'shach B'chav Kamecha by saying what it means. It means when you lie, the time when you go to sleep and the time when you wake up. Ela Beis Shammai, my time loving Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai, what does he do with Beis Hillel's problem of Velechet Chavadarech? What does he do with that? Amalach Beis Shammai. And more than that, what does he do with Beis Hillel's possible? Tomorrow we'll talk about. And also, what's his raya that B'shach B'chav Kamecha means literally? If the Pesha was like Beis Hillel, that was a time, it should have said the morning and the evening. My B'shach B'chav V'Kumecha. Why does it say B'shach B'chav V'Kumecha, which is more specific? B'shach Shchiva, Shchiva Mamish, or B'shach Kima, Kima Mamish. It should be B'shach when you go to sleep, it should be Mamish Shchiva, and Mamish standing up. So that takes care of his reasoning, how he knew that it meant literally. But B'shach B'chav V'Kumecha, so the Gemara, that's a different thing. It's not telling you that you're allowed to say Shema while you're walking. It's telling you to exclude certain cases where you don't have to say Shema, when you're potter from the mitzvah of Shema. Hum boyle look at Tanya, went to the Braisa. V'shirtecha b'v'secha, prat lo oisik b'mitzvah. When you're sitting in your house, you have to say Shema. Prat, if someone's being in the middle of a mitzvah, he doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to say Shema. V'lech t'chva derech, prat l'chosen. It comes to exclude that a chosin does not have to say Shema. Someone who is marrying a psula is part of a malachayev. Why need two psukim? It's a mitzvah also. So Rashi explains, because the first case of mitzvah you're doing with your body, you're doing a mitzvah that you have to do work. And when you're doing the work of mitzvah, you don't have time to say Shema. A chosin has a lot of time. He has a lot of time. He's not working too hard, but he's nervous. He's nervous about being kindness of the psula. He has daiga for the mitzvah, tirda of the mitzvah. And therefore, that alone, the chiddush is that tirda of machshava is alone a ptur on the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So that's the drosh. Where in the pasuk do you see that's coming to exclude mitzvah? Just like a derech. Ma derech rishos, it's like walking in the street is rishos. Av kol rishos, we're making a hekesh. B'shiptuch v'v'secha is like lech tuch v'aderech. Lech tuch v'aderech is rishos. So probably b'shiptuch v'v'secha is rishos also. Zog to Gemara, who said lech tuch v'aderech is rishos? Mila yaskin in the ka'azul d'var mitzvah? Maybe lech tuch v'aderech means when you're walking on the way to a mitzvah. But filocha, marachmona, likri, until the stult, Harry says you have to say Shema. So how do you know that's not talking about a mitzvah? Maybe lech tachov ha-derech means even I'm walking in a derech for mitzvah. So the Gemara changes the drasha. Imkei lichtei brachmana b'sheves uvelechas. Why is it b'shiftecha uvelechtecha? My b'shiftecha uvelechtecha, it sounds like you're sitting and you're walking. B'sheves didach uvelechas didach. It means you're walking for your own cause. You're in your house for your own cause. Who the mechayeves? How the mitzvah, the diak is, but a mitzvah be patiras, will be parted. So b'ayt the Gemara kasha, ihachi, if that's so, afilu kainis salmona nami, even kainis salmona shall also be potter in kriyashma. And like Tosis later on, and Tosis Rosh explains, that since we're saying right now that anything's a mitzvah, anything that's a mitzvah is potter, the Gemara doesn't know as far as tirda yet. The Gemara says v'shiftecha v'sheves didach, dafki yuchayiv shema v'sheves didach. So anything that's a mitzvah is not sheves didach. So im kain almana should be potter from kriyashma also kainis almana. Even though it's not the same tirda, you're not the same worried, but still, because no basulim, but still, l'mayis al sta mitzvah you should be. It's not worse than going on a trip to a mitzvah. So al sta mitzvah you should potter. And the Gemara, high torah by a torah. It's not only the mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah at all, Gemara thinks right now. It's the tirda. The tirda makes you potter from kriyashma. Imisham tirda, I feel tova svina sevayam. So if it's tirda, then even if someone's svina, he has a major hefsid and he's very nervous about it, and he's busy with it, he should also be part of a shema. V'chitei ma'achinami, maybe enchinami. Alom om rab abba v'azav dam rab, ovel chayv v'chol ha-mitzvahs, hamurus v'tayroh. Ovel is chayv in all mitzvahs in the Torah. Chutz min ha-tfilin, besides the tfilin, treinem v'hem pe'er. Because there it says, by tfilin, loshen pe'er, shenem pe'er chachav v'sholecha. It's called Pe'er. And Rashi explains that Pe'er doesn't stem with the Ovel. Because the Ovel is miskalgal with Tzairai and Be'ofar. So he's not Pe'er. It doesn't have the Pe'er. So therefore, Tefillin, Ovel can't put on Tefillin. Mashma. Any other person who has any other mitzvahs, even though someone has a loss, he still is Chayev in mitzvahs. So the Gemara's Kasha is, that if the vart is tarid, that's what's saying the chilek between kainis is a basula and kainis salmona is, because when a chassan marries a basula, he's tarid. So then, anything you're tarid for shapati for mitzvah. So the Gemara, no, it's not tirda alone. Hasam tarid tirda the mitzvah. Hacha tarid tirda rishos. When he loses his svina, it's only a tirda rishos. So you need two tnayim basically, a mitzvah and a tirda. When it's in the head, at least. It has to be a tirad of the mitzvah. Dr. Gemara Vaita. So now, what came out from the Gemara? How do we darshan v'shiftecha b'veisecha olechtecha adarach v'shiftecha uvelechtecha? That's the drash of lafukim mitzvah. But now it's shver, what do you do about darach? What do you do about darach? You don't need about darach or anything. We tried saying about darach is coming lafukim mitzvah by saying it's reshus. But that was shlogged up. Who said darach is talking about a case of reshus? So he said, the drasha is v'shiftecha uvelechtecha. But l'maisa, what do you do with the word baderach? Bishlam Beis Hillel teaches you baderach to tell you that you don't have to be lying down. Velechtecha baderach, you need that part to say you don't have to be lying down, you know, baderach. But according to Beis Shammai, what do you do baderach? So Freit Gemara, Beis Shammai, what do you do with baderach? Ahu mebayilu l'prat l'shluchim mitzvah. That not only if you're in the middle of a maisa mitzvah, you're potter. Even when you're going to a mitzvah, you're potter. Even on the way to a mitzvah, hachana for the mitzvah, you're still potter of Kriya Shema. So what do we still have? We still know that. Bishlam part of a mitzvah, he knows from shiftecha v'lechtecha, but he needed baderach to argue with Beis Shammai. So how does he know even a shluchim mitzvah? We still amri yameilu shema minal, filu baderach namikari. He says, you're right. Baderach teaches you to teach when you're going. Shluchim mitzvah potter also, but lemaisa shluchim mitzvah they're walking, and it's mashma only because of a mitzvah that the potter. If not for a mitzvah, there would be chayiv shema. So you see, klar that even someone walking is chayiv shema, and still a kasha. It's a kasha. It's not like Beis Shammai. Don't take more avaita. We'll elaborate more on Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai shitas. Now we got the drasha's klar. Now we're going to the shita. Taran bonon Beis Hillel oimrim. That you're allowed to say Shema, Oimdim v'koyrim, you can stand and say Shema, Yoishvim v'koyrim, you can sit down and say Shema, Umatim v'koyrim, lie to the side and say Shema, Holkim v'derech v'koyrim, Oisim v'lachton, you could be working v'koyrim. We still is not makbet how you say Shema. Anyway, you say Shema is good. Umaisiv v'rav yishmol v'rlozmer zariyosh, v'yosubim v'akum echad. They were both in the same area, sitting together. And Rahi was Shmuel Maitar. Shmuel was resting, was lying down. He was standing. All of hit the Rabbi Laza. Rabbi Laza and Azariah wanted to do like Beis Shammai, or be machmer like Beis Shammai. So he was mata. Once Rabbi Shmuel saw that, even though he was lying down, Vizaka for Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel stood up to say Shema. So it looks like that because Rabbi Laza and Azariah lay down, Rabbi Shmuel stood up. So I'm going to Rabbi Laza and Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel Achi, what you're doing is a little insulting. And I'll give you a mashal how insulting that is. I'll give you a mashal what it's like. Mashal Echad, Shoimim Lo Zekinecha Megudol. Someone goes over to him and says, you know, your beard is gorgeous. You have a nice beard. Right away he goes, he calls someone to cut the whole beard off. I saw you lying down, and I was standing up. So now I did like you. It's like basically saying, like, you know, your beard is nice. Also, you stand up. You stand up. What's going on here? It looks like, you know, when I try to copy you, also you stand up. What was going on? Shmuel answered that it was very important I do that. Why? I was doing Divrei Beis Hillel that I wasn't dafka lying down by Shema. But atah sisik Divrei Shammai, you were doing like Divrei Shammai. Like, oh, you know, Shema yiru al tamidim. Maybe tamidim will see v'kavu alach l'daris, v'yikvu alach l'daris. I'll say for daris, you have to lie down and say Shema. My v'loi oid. Well, what do you mean? What's his two steps that Shmuel is saying? He's saying this. If you'll tell me, then what's the big deal? You know, you could be Mata, but he also agrees to Mata. He says Mata, Yerushvan, everything. So I don't know how the Mata of Asa Mikara. It's only if he was anyway lying down. Given that Hashtav Azakov, since tonight he was standing, but Hashtav Maita, Amri, it looks like Shvamar Kavisham is real. It looks like you're doing a Maisa expressly like Beshamai. And Shema Yiru Atamidim Yikva Allah Kaladiris. And maybe Tabidim will see and be Kerveya Allah Kaladiris. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel said, I have to make a Macha by standing up to show that we don't pass like Beis Shammai, and we go like Beis Hillel. Tani Rabbi Cheskel, also Kedivrei Beis Shammai also. If you do like Beis Shammai, it's good. You lie down and say Shema, it's good. Kedivrei Beis Hillel also. Or if you're doing, you say Shema regular, also. Rabbi Yisrael Amar, no, also Kedivrei Beis Shammai, lo also v'loi klum. If someone does like Divrei Beis Shammai, it's like also avloy klum. It's no good. It's no good. If he does like Beis Shammai, he's saying he's not yotze shema the way lechatchila. And what's the reason he's not yotze shema lechatchila? Like we said before, because if someone's gonna always be noyeg like Beis Shammai, it's gonna cause them sometimes not to say shema. And if you look at the mechaber in Siman Samach Gimel Sabei, he says misha roitzel hachmer lamoid kishu yotze velekroisem umud nikra avarian. Call a varian. If you go lehedya and you do something, let's say, you know, sitting down by Birchas Kriya Shema, you stand up right before Shema, it looks like you're trying to do the Beis Shammai, and that's called a varian. And again, we're saying the reason is because we don't want someone to, even though Beis Shammai is a chumrah, and sometimes, what's the big deal? I'm doing like chumrah. It's Taisa really speaks out. He has a kasha. Says, what's the problem? Taisa says, you would think maybe that you're allowed to go ahead and do it. So that tells you, no, you can't do it, because then people are going to think that you have to do this, and this is going to come out to Chorva if you have to do that. What? No, I think Yoytz is called a variant. It looks like a klum. It says, God, it's mashba sakalosh, that you're not Yoytz at all, but it's only a gzera, kumavuyer in Taisa. It's only a gzera. So it's not, it may be, I didn't know Yoytz, but midrabanon, maybe you wouldn't be Yoytz. But my said, all Mechabah says is called a variant. You're Yoytz, the my said. So it more be Zariah, that also like klum, the Tanan. It's interesting, Raya, because it's interesting, we'll see in a second. So he says, someone has him his body, Rav his body is in the sukkah, but his table is sitting in the house. The reason is, one time the Talmidim went to visit Rav Yechonam and Acharanus, Matzua she roish ruva sukkah v'shachon v'sechabayis. They saw that he was sitting in the sukkah and his table was in the house. Lo amal aykum. No one told him anything. Amal lahem v'sham raiyaf. Hey, amal lahem kinei yisi noyeg. If that's the way you noyeg, lekiyamta mitzvah sukkah v'yamecha. You never became sukkah v'yamecha. So you see a raiyaf mir lo yos lo aykum. So first of all, let's just speak this out. Here it's the opposite case. Here, Beis Shammai is the one who said it's pasul, and Beis Hillel said it's kosher. And we see here that if the Beis Shammai said, if he did like Beis Hillel, lo yosu leklum. So we bring a raya to here, that if you do like Beis Shammai, lo yosu leklum. What's the raya? So Rashi speaks out like kihechi. Kihechi, that if you did in that case, he did like Beis Hillel, lo yosu leklum, here also, if you did like Beis Shammai, lo yosu leklum. But Tosis speaks out a little more geschmack. Tosis says, because he's showing that when there's a gezeira, it passes lo yosu leklum. Because the only reason why it's possible according to Beis Shammai by the sukkah is a gezeira shami yimashech. So, and still we see last week, see here also where it's out like zera, that maybe you're going to paskin like always like Beis Shammai and then not say Shema, still it's enough of a reason to make Loyos Veiklum. And that's the Gemara's Raya. One more Gemara about Beis Shammai. So, Lord Nachman Yitzchak Oma, also get the Beis Shammai Chayiv Misa. Someone does like Beis Shammai Chayiv Misa, the town of Ram Tarfin, Hani Yisi Baba Derech, is our Mishnah. He said he was on the way and he lay down to say Shema like Beis Shammai and he guaranteed a matzav of sakono. He was saved. But Omar Loi, Kedai Yisir, the Chaman told him, Kedai Yisir, Lochoi Ba'atzmecha, Shavad Rebbe Beis Hillel. You deserved to get harmed because you did like, you were over on Rebbe Beis Hillel. So you see from here that you should not do like Rebbe Beis Shammai.